Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and happy Friday. Yes, the walls are closing in on the Joe Biden family, its enterprise, its businesses. Two bombshell revelations last night on Just the News. First, Hunter Biden indicted a second time, this time 9 charges alleging that he engaged in a multi-year tax evasion scheme, tried to run off not paying $1.4 million in taxes he owed on more than $7 million of income, most of it from foreigners. And the indictment is very harsh. It states in very unequivocal terms that Hunter Biden chose to fund an extravagant lifestyle, particularly sex, parties, expensive homes, rather than pay the taxes he owed Uncle Sam. Now, why is that important? Well, it's important for Hunter Biden because he's facing the maximum, a maximum of 17 years in prison. That could be life-altering for a child of a privileged family. But it's problematic for another reason, politically, for his father. Yes, his father said, "My son never did anything wrong." Now he's been accused not once, but twice of felony offenses in the federal courts. His father said, "We never got any China money in my family." And this indictment, like the one before, or like the court documents before, confirmed millions of dollars flowed to the Biden family from communist China. But Joe Biden made a centerpiece of his presidency a drive for tax fairness. He said he would hold millionaire tax cheats accountable. Now, his Justice Department, the Merrick Garland Justice Department, in the form of Special Counsel David Weiss, has indicted Hunter Biden as one of those egregious tax cheats. The language in this indictment is very harsh, very unforgiving. It really does portray Hunter Biden as a person who rather have had sex and drugs and other things than to pay his life. I'm going to read you one particular set of quotes that I think really gets to the point. "Rather than pay his taxes, the defendant, Hunter Biden, spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle. Between 2016 and 2020, the defendant spent this money on drugs, escorts, girlfriends, luxury hotels and rental properties, exotic cars, clothing, and other items of a personal nature. In short, everything but his taxes." This is Hunter Biden is now portrayed by the Justice Department Joe Biden runs as the exact sort of tax cheat that Joe Biden said he was cracking down on when he was going to hire those 89,000 or 87,000 IRS agents. Just think about how significant that becomes in the political sphere. Joe Biden has been caught lying to the American people. He said the laptop was Russian disinformation. It was legitimate. He said his son never did anything wrong. He's been charged now with 6 felonies and 12 charges in federal court and 2 indictments. He said he opposed tax cheaters. His family's been accused of being one of them. He said his family never got money from communist China. It got millions from there. He said the idea there was anything wrong with Burisma and the relationship his son had with the Ukrainian energy company was a conspiracy theory. Now, prosecutors yesterday flatly stated that Hunter Biden did not pay taxes on the 2014 income, the first year he got Burisma income in Ukraine. He didn't pay taxes on a large part of that, about $400,000. He cheated even on the foreign tax monies he was getting. Joe Biden's conspiracy theory came true. There's one other significant consequence for the indictment, and that is that those whistleblowers, Gary Shapley and Joe Ziegler, two guys we got on this show, two people that we first broke the story about back in the spring, they've been assaulted verbally. They've been accused, ridiculed, maligned, their agency sued for coming forward. But in this indictment last night, came out about 9 o'clock last night, nearly every aspect of Joe Ziegler and Gary Shapley's story has been affirmed. Yes, the statute of limitations expired, but there was evidence Hunter Biden cheated on Burisma income, the taxes on it going back to 2014, just like they said. Yes, he spent money on sex and other call girls and other things. In fact, there's a great anecdote that really showed that there was really no expense that was too small for an unscrupulous Hunter Biden to use to cheat on his taxes. At one point in the indictment, they mentioned there's a $1,500 Venmo payment. That's one of those little digital vendors. Back in August of 2018, it went to an exotic dancer at a strip club. That's a pretty big dance for $1,500. The defendant described the payment as for artwork. The exotic dancer had not sold him any artwork, the indictment makes clear. There's a little bit of ridicule designed to really show what sort of tax cheat Hunter Biden was, at least allegedly, according to the United States government, his father's Justice Department. But the third element, all right, so Joe Biden has a political problem on everything from his lack of truthfulness to the American people to his promise to crack down on tax cheats when he had one in his own family. Hunter Biden's facing up to 17 years in prison just on the tax charges. And the whistleblowers get vindicated in a very large way in this indictment. There's a second bombshell that dropped last night. Compliments of Just the News. This was an exclusive story. We worked with Senator Ron Johnson. And in a few minutes, you're going to listen to him. He's going to be our lead guest today. He divulged to us last night that six of the suspicious activity reports that banks filed covering more than $12 million of transactions identified or flagged Joe Biden's home as the origin point for transactions that the banks feared looked like money laundering or human trafficking. Just think about that. Joe Biden's home in Delaware, in Wilmington, Delaware, to the banks was a potential crime scene for money laundering and human trafficking. Former vice president, current president, one of the most prominent political families, and it's his home that's being flagged at least six times by banks reporting concerns about possible money laundering and human trafficking. That story is available on Just the News. You should go check it out. Stephen Richards and I worked hard on it. Ron Johnson is going to break that down in a few seconds. He's going to be our lead guest today. We've got some other good guests on the show as well. Economics came out today. The new job reports came out. And at first, it sounds like a good story. 199,000 new jobs in November. Well, that seemed like a pretty hefty number, except when you dig into it, a large part of it are the union workers who went on strike at the auto plants. They've come back. They get counted as new jobs, even though they're just returning to jobs. And government spending, government sector jobs, and healthcare jobs, which often are government supported, they're the lion's share of this. Like three quarters of the job growth was in that sector. What it means, the government's big deficit spending is propping up the jobs report, but that the private sector, like the retail sector, actually went down. There are some big, big warning signs about the economy. It's a number that is deceiving. Well, we've got a great person to come on today. He is the founder of the great job search site called redballoon.org. Andrew Capricetti's is here, and he is going to break down why this jobs report isn't as merry as you think. He also has got a new poll out of companies, small business owners and others, talking about the holidays. There's a little bit of Grinch that stole Christmas in this. You're going to want to see that as well. That's going to be a really fun part of the conversation. Meanwhile, we're going to keep a close eye on what happens next week in Congress. Some big moments in Congress, including will Hunter Biden show up for his deposition on the 13th, or will he claim the Fifth Amendment now that he's been indicted with tax charges? That is to be decided, or it'll play out next week in real time. We'll have all that coverage. Meanwhile, the House has to decide to vote on whether it will formally approve a House impeachment inquiry. That gives the committees of Comer, Jordan, others the power to go to court with a strong hand against Hunter Biden and other witnesses and compel them to testify. People like Kevin Morris and Eric Schwerin and others. Those are two big stories that are going to carry into next week. It's a critical week for impeachment and the decisions that lie ahead. What's going to happen to the 46th president of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden, and his son, Hunter Biden, now, an accused tax cheat. All right, we're going to take that quick commercial break. I promise you when we come back, Ron Johnson's interview is something you're not going to want to miss. It is incredibly, incredibly powerful. But first, as you know, I've lost a lot of weight this year. I feel good. I've got more energy. I sleep better. I breathe better. I exercise better. I'm always a joyful warrior, but I feel a little more joyful since I lost the weight. And that's because I have built into my regimen a healthy diet that includes Field of Greens. Field of Greens is the perfect mix of vegetables and fruits in a little powder. You put it in a shake, put it in a drink, and you're getting all the recommended greens that you need for your body, something that we often deprive ourselves on when we're busy, right? You're supposed to eat 5 servings of fruit and vegetable every day. That's how you keep your cholesterol down, keep your liver healthy, keep your blood pressure lower, keep the heart from getting diseased. But how do you do that? We're too busy, right? Well, you can get all 5 of those servings with a scoop of the incredibly good tasting Field of Greens powder. It's an incredible supplement. Every ingredient, every fruit and vegetable picked in it was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, things like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your immune system. So if you want to get healthy like me, join me and say, stay, starting now all the way through next year, I want to get healthier. I want to try this Field of Greens incredible product right now. For listeners today at the John Solomon Reports podcast, you're going to get 15% off your first order when you go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. Let me give you that again. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JustNews, 15% off your first order. Go there today. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use that promo code JustNews. You're going to love the powders. You're going to figure all sorts of different shakes you can make with it. It tastes great and make you feel better. You can lose some weight. You can lower your blood pressure. You're going to feel good. Your cholesterol is going to come down. That's something I really noticed when I began using Field of Greens. Go there today. It's also a great way to thank one of our loyal sponsors, or one of our loyal advertisers, one of our loyal partners. Visit fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews. All right. Right after the commercial break, Ron Johnson, why Joe Biden's home in Delaware might actually be a crime scene, at least according to banks. We'll get that answer for you right after these messages. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews for your discount. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JustNews. Go check it out. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Welcome back, everybody. As we've talked often on this show, Joe Biden has been very fond since 2019 to dismiss anything about his family's business as a conspiracy theory, as a lie, as Russian disinformation. And piece by piece, moment by moment, evidence by evidence, all of his accounts have been proven to be a lie themselves. In fact, just yesterday, the president actually suggested that any idea or any notion he was meeting with Hunter Biden's business partners was a lie. We have photographic evidence he did it. But our next guest has gone where very few other senators and lawmakers have gone, and that is directly into the bank records that made American bankers and U.S. Treasury officials suspicious of what Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and James Biden were doing. Senator Ron Johnson was the original investigator that helped pop all of these important anecdotes about the Biden family and the corruption and the grifting that's going on. And he joins us right now. We're going to break some news in this interview. I have a funny feeling. Senator, great to have you on the show.
Well, John, hello, Amanda. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir. You have done such great work. You were the first lawmaker to take a look at these suspicious activity reports. And I know Joe Biden is very fond of extricating himself from the family business, even as the evidence mounts that he was there. But his home was in the middle of a lot of these suspicious activity reports. Is that correct?
It is. And of course, when Senator Grassley and I were undertaking our investigation and looking at these Treasury reports, we had no idea what Joe Biden's address was. But now we know, and we know they're implicated. So we went back into the Treasury reports we received, which were only through, you know, a certain date in 2020. And of course, Chairman Comer has more up-to-date Treasury reports as well. But we found six of the Treasury reports on Hunter Biden, listing his suspicious activities. The money flows in those reports are over $12 million. Now, there might be double counting in there. You just don't really know exactly what the activity is. I mean, these reports are really meant to obviously raise awareness to prompt further investigation, which, of course, this Department of Justice, FBI, I don't think did a honest job of doing. But it does point out, you know, what's suspicious about them, and their terms like money laundering, human trafficking. That's why these transactions raise suspicion. And again, what you also have to say too is, you know, if you're just a normal American, to have one of these Treasury reports, you know, that you might have done something suspicious, had one money transfer or something. I mean, Hunter Biden has dozens and dozens and dozens of these Treasury reports that are, you know, concerned about suspicious activities he's undertaking in terms of money transfers. I mean, this is, and again, it just, to me, it just underscores and confirms the criminal nature, the corrupt nature of Biden Family Inc.
Mm. Sir, let me just make sure for our audience, and I'll let Amanda come right in. But these are six suspicious activity reports where the president's home address is listed as a source of transaction. And there could be multiple transactions from that address, but the total number of transactions is 12 million. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Okay.
And again, what's odd, okay. I mean, Hunter Biden, you know, he's, you know, almost a 50-year-old man at this point in time during with these, you know, suspicious activities. You know, generally, when you're 50 years old and you're running businesses, these businesses are actually substantial enough that they might have their own address, but not Hunter Biden's businesses. Again, this labyrinth of companies designed for money laundering, but they don't have their own address. Hunter Biden has to use his daddy's address. I mean, to me, that's a grotesque revelation as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And six might not sound like a lot to everyday Americans who don't follow this, but let's also put it out there that the totality of these SARS reports, I think, is six or sevenfold what ultimately took down Bernie Madoff. So there's the perspective. I wanted to ask you, though, because I want to preempt the defense from the Biden administration. I know exactly what they're going to say. And it kind of touched on what you just mentioned a moment ago, that Joe Biden was just in a position to help out his son. His son was dealing with substance abuse issues, you know, lifestyle choices that he was dealing with, the consequences thereof. But Joe Biden would have had to have had a connection, because he would have had to have known that his address was at least on the bank account. And if there were ACH wires, wouldn't there have had to have been a signature to approve those wires?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the underlying transactions are from these reports, but you are correct. If you are running a business and its address is your home address, you're going to get all kinds of mail to that business. So, again, it's laughable that President Biden, who's probably just getting tons and tons of mail. Now maybe he's got somebody to you know, look at his mail. But there'd be so much activity coming into his address on, in this case, Hunter Biden's businesses, that he obviously would have to be aware. So, again, I just use the word obvious. It has been so obvious for so long that Biden Inc. is a corrupt enterprise, that this president is corrupt, that he is compromised, and he fully was aware of this, that he fully benefited from it, the members of his family benefited from, you know, all these millions of dollars flowing in from countries that are adversarial to America. They did nothing for it other than they had the right name and they were influence peddling, and the people paying these millions expected favors in return, some kind of public policy coming from the former vice president and maybe even a potential president of the United States. Now they got him. Now he's compromised.
It's amazing. And, sir, the president had a security clearance, has a security clearance now. But these are the sort of things that an average American, if there were a whole bunch of SARS coming out of their home, it could affect their security clearance very quickly, correct?
It should. In this case, it should have. Again, if I had one of these reports on me, I would be highly concerned. You know, I wouldn't take that lightly. You know, I would try and clear it up immediately. Go, no, you're misinterpreting this. This isn't what you think it might be. You know, I would take care of that. But the fact that he has dozens and dozens and dozens, again, just shows you the depth, the pervasiveness of the corruption of Biden Family Inc.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to follow that thread for a moment, because like you said, if I got one notification about a suspicious activity report, I would go into panic mode. That is what seems to be worse than getting a letter from the IRS saying that you are going to be audited. The temerity of this, it's got to be one or the other. It has to be either the audacity of knowing that nothing is ever going to happen, or, you know, I remember that show on TV in the 90s about stupid criminals. Which is it?
Well, first of all, the Hunter Biden in this case would not have known about these reports, but he certainly found out about them when we reported on them in September. And of course, they denied it. They lied and lied and lied to the American public. So rather than clear things up, you know, now, even though the House has subpoenaed him, even though when the January 6th, I would say a very corrupt committee of the Democrat Congress subpoenaed the Trump children, they complied. They came in, they sat for the interviews. But Hunter Biden, he's not going to sit for the interview, not voluntarily. He's not going to voluntarily comply with the subpoena. The House is going to have to go to court and have a court force him to be interviewed. Again, just proves if he's innocent, he ought to be willing to sit down and talk to House investigators and tell them the truth and prove his innocence. He's unable to do that. He just wants to make a show in a show trial type of hearing. That's not the way these investigations should be conducted.
Yeah. Sir, this information could be really valuable to the impeachment inquiry. Really, I think it cements just a common sense idea in people's head. Wait, Joe Biden's home's like a crime scene. At least the banks had some concerns that there was a potential criminal activity flowing through it. Is this something you might convey to Chairman Comer, Chairman Jordan, so they have the full benefit of all the expertise that you had during your investigation?
We absolutely will. And we're in contact with their investigators on a regular basis, you know, telling them what we know. They're showing us kind of what they're doing. We're trying to help as best we can. Unfortunately, I wish Democrat senators here were equally concerned about corruption in federal law enforcement, corruption within the Oval Office. But they won't touch these issues with a 10-foot pole. So all the investigatory activity right now is primarily in the House from the standpoint of having subpoena authority and being able to enforce that through the courts, which is why it's very important the House votes for the impeachment inquiry to strengthen the House's hands in front of the courts.
Yeah, that's very true.
Sir, I want to switch gears before we let you go. Secretary Mayorkas came and testified on Capitol Hill and had some pretty appalling things to say about the border, appalling because of the sheer numbers that we know, if we are being truthful about it, and some of the things that seem to be mistruths that came out of his mouth up there. One of the things that he has said in the past is that this administration's approach to border security is a model approach. What is it a model for?
Efficiently processing and dispersing illegal immigrants throughout America. You know, under his watch, under President Biden's administration, about 6 million people is our best guess. We don't get good numbers, but about 6 million have been let into this country. Of that 6 million, 1.7 million have been detected as gotaways. They call them known gotaways, but we have no idea who these people are. We have no idea where they are. And by and large, we don't know where the 6 million people are either. They're impacting not only large cities like New York City, but little towns, like little towns in Wisconsin. This is a massive invasion of our country. It's going to have negative consequences on throughout America for decades. And yet Secretary Mayorkas won't even admit it's a problem. He calls it a challenge, and they believe they're rising the challenge. And by requesting more CBP officers to more efficiently process and disperse more faster.
Yeah. So important. So we got less than a minute left. I just want to ask this. The House has put together a pretty significant reform for FISA, requires warrants in order to access Americans' phone records. I'd like to get your personal opinion on the legislation and what you think will happen in the Senate.
I fully support what the House Judiciary Committee has done here. Hopefully they will report that out, vote on that. I know there's some differences between that and Intelligence Committee. Well, put them both up for a vote. You'll pass the one, send over here to the Senate, and the Senate should probably pass what the House produces.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to break down the jobs report and the state of the economy with Andrew Krapischetz. He is the CEO and founder of the job search firm Red Balloon, a really great company that supports patriotic Americans looking for jobs in the non-woke economy. We'll have that right after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. As I mentioned at the top of the show, a big jobs report out today. People say 199,000 new jobs. Economy, maybe it's not as bad as it feels every time I go to the grocery store and the gas station. Now, the answer is it's not the number you think it is. It isn't the private sector creating jobs right now. There is a significant amount of that. In fact, the vast majority of it is government-driven jobs. If we didn't keep expanding the size of government with all of the budget deficits we're running, this jobs report would have been a real bummer for the markets. Our next guest knows a thing or two about jobs. He runs one of the most successful new job search firms in the country. If you haven't seen Red Balloon, it is an amazing site, and it's for freedom-loving Americans, patriotic-loving Americans. If you're thinking about a job change, you should go check out Red Balloon. But joining us right now is the founder and CEO of Red Balloon, Andrew Krapischetz. Andrew, great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, John, and nice to talk to everybody.
It is great to have you. You guys this morning were the first and the smartest people. The job reports come out like 5 minutes later. The good folks at Red Balloon sent out this analysis, and I went into the data, and I'm like, son of a gun, you guys are right. This jobs report, the 199,000 jobs, it's not the private sector. It's not the sort of jobs that move the economy that were created this past month, was it?
That's right. 77% of those jobs were actually either healthcare or government or returning strike workers. So the people go on strike and then they come back to the job, and the Biden administration says, look, we created jobs because people are going back into jobs. And actually, that's not job creation. That's just people returning from a strike. And I think one of the things that was most demoralizing to the American economy in this whole report was retail jobs. So, you know, this is a job report for November. This should be coming into the Christmas shopping season. Generally, if you look historically, retail is one of those sectors that is going to add a lot of jobs during October, November, and into December. And then they're going to lay some off during the January season. Well, they were down 38,000 jobs in the month of November. And I think that is a commentary on what Americans are feeling right now. A lot of retailers can't afford people. The Christmas shopping season is not what it used to be. And in fact, many of the businesses that we represent in this Freedom Economy Index, they're saying this. So this job report is just kind of confirming what we're already hearing from businesses, is that government continues to expand and bloat. Retail is struggling. I'm generally an optimistic person, and I hate to, you know, be raining on this 199,000 job parade. But unfortunately, I see some of this data, once you dig into it, it's not quite as optimistic for the American economy as it should be.
Yeah. And the American economy is always strongest when the jobs are flowing from Main Street and the private sector. And here you see all this public sector, basically growth and just other people returning from strikes, kind of inflating the number. It's a real red flag. And you know, one of the things I love about what Red Balloon has done, you've partnered with my good buddy Michael Seifert at Public Square, and you have this Freedom Economy Index poll each month. And you're measuring things that other pollsters, other economic engines aren't measuring. And I think you're getting at some issues that really get at where Americans feel the pain in the Biden economy. A really fascinating telltale sign. You surveyed business owners and asked them, are they going to give Christmas bonuses? Tell us what you found out.
Yeah, this was, Freedom Economy Index, and you can go to redballoon.org/freedom economy, or you can just be just the news and find out all of this information. But the reality is that a lot of these businesses are struggling. They're feeling the Biden economics, and we're calling Biden economics the Grinch that stole Christmas, because if you look at inflation, if you look at taxes and regulation, it's hitting the small business, hitting Main Street more than it's hitting Wall Street. And so what we found is that 42% of business owners who traditionally give their employees Christmas bonuses say they can't afford to do that this year. And then another 28%, so 42% can't do a Christmas bonus than they historically have. And another 28% say that bonus checks will be smaller than last year. So while the administration talks about how amazing the economy is and how robust the economy is, these small businesses are going to their employees and saying, look, we're grateful you're here. We're grateful. And we've always done Christmas bonus. We simply can't afford it this year. And so I think that is a clear sign of what people on Main Street are actually feeling about the economy right now.
Yeah, no, it's a real, it's so interesting. The rhetoric from the White House is so optimistic. And if you go out onto Main Street or in the big box stores or at the grocery store, the gas station, nobody feels what Joe Biden is telling him to feel. And there was one data point in the FEI, the Freedom Economy Index, that really caught my attention. The mantra coming out is, hey, inflation's slowing, it's ending. It actually isn't. But tell us what you found from business owners saying whether they're seeing their costs for supplies go up. It's a stunning number.
Yeah. No, it is a stunning number. So, we're surveying over 70,000 businesses as part of this Freedom Economy Index. We're talking to businesses who are just trying to deal with, living in this economy. And so we asked them how much the cost of their goods have gone up, how optimistic they are about their business, about the economy. Many of them are very concerned about the economy. They're concerned that they are not going to be able to hire at the same rates that they were going to before. They're concerned about higher education. But when they look at the cost of goods, over 40% of them were saying that the cost of goods are over 20% increase over the last 12 months. And so when the Biden administration gets up and says, hey, we have a 0% increase in inflation, these businesses are saying, no, we are seeing a significant increase. And many of them said they were seeing their costs over 10% increase in the last 30 days. So they're feeling this pinch of inflation in a very immediate way in their business. And many of them are saying, we asked them, are you willing to, are you just going to try and eat that cost? Are you going to hand it on to your customers, or is it going to be a mixed bag? And many of them were saying, look, we care about our customers. We care about the people we serve. And so we're going to try and eat as much of this cost as we can, but we can't eat all of it. And so that's why all of a sudden, you know, Chick-fil-A is costing, you know, $28 to get a sandwich and a shake, because the economic conditions that we're living in right now are, it's almost like a scorecard, John, right? It used to be that we would kind of debate which economic policy was the best. And now we have a clear scorecard. You have red states that are thriving. You have blue states that are struggling. And you have the U.S. economy with the administration's policies really hurting small businesses right now. And they're just trying to survive. And the other thing that was really interesting to me and a little bit sad was you read some of the verbatim responses of these people. And people saying, look, I've been in business for 27 years. And I'm probably going to have to close my doors because I just can't keep up right now. And we need these small businesses because they're the lifeblood of our economy.
Yeah, we had that very experience right in our building right here in Washington, D.C. There was a deli called the Washington Deli. Ever since I started working in Washington in the early 90s, I used to get my sandwich there for 30 plus years. I got my sandwich there, and this spring they went out of business and just folded up, saying it's cheaper for us to not to work than to run the business. And you know, we saw there were tears flowing from a lot of the people in the building the day that they closed up. It's a very, very real phenomenon right now. And I think all the happy talk that the White House is trying to impose on the American people probably risks a real rebound, which is a boomerang, because I think people are saying that is not true. We don't feel that. That's not what our experience is. And I think what you're doing with the Freedom Economy Index is capturing the true sentiment, not the spin coming out of Washington. Andrew, you are an extraordinary entrepreneur, but I think Red Balloon could be one of the most important projects you've ever taken on. There are lots of places where people go job hunting today, but so many of them feel woke. They feel anti-American. They feel anti-patriotic. A lot of people go to work every day and they're miserable because of the current climate in their work environment. You started Red Balloon to go and reach out and help those people, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. If you look at Indeed.com, they're the big job board. They're the biggest job board out there. And there's a number of other ones that are smaller than Indeed. Indeed cancels businesses. They cancel businesses. I was talking to a construction business in Texas, and they said, you know, we were told by Indeed we're not allowed to post jobs because we describe our business as God-fearing and freedom-loving. And that was a quote, a violation of the Indeed terms of service. Therefore, that business was not allowed to participate. We heard the same thing from Answers in Genesis and others, where they're being told you're not allowed to participate. And so we need more Americans to realize that we are in a little bit of a culture war. And the way to win it is to not get shrill. It's not to, you know, start throwing punches or doing dramatic things. It's to build businesses that are a service to the people who simply want to live their lives, who want to be free. And so that's what redballoon.work is. We are America's pro-freedom job board. We have thousands of businesses. We have millions of job seekers who are looking to be free. So if you're a business and you want people who are going to build your culture, who are going to make your business a stronger, more profitable place, who love America and think capitalism is a good thing, those are the type of people you're going to find on redballoon.work. And if you're looking for a job, it's free to job seekers. You can go in there, you can fill out your profile, and you can start to find businesses that will respect your values, that think the Constitution's a good thing, and can allow you to be free at work. And you'd be surprised when you're free at work, when you have the opportunity to live your values out loud in your vocation, it will have a dramatic impact on just your outlook on life. And so that has been just a real blessing, John. It's the only business I've run where I've gotten hundreds of unsolicited thank you notes from perfect strangers, because your job is such an important part of who you are.
Yeah, it is. I love the motto on the site too. It makes me smile. Find a good job without the woke nonsense. I think so many people say, I'll take that. Where do I sign up? It's a great idea.
Yeah, for sure.
You have. In fact, you can't sign up, right? You can actually go get email updates from redballoon.work. That's a really good place. Folks, you should go check this out, redballoon.work. One of the things I've been watching, because I think it's really fun, you have your own blog. And I've found so many interesting little tidbits as a reporter going there. The Rip Line. Tell us a little bit about that. Not many job sites have their own blog. This is kind of cool.
Yeah. So again, my background is I used to run the nation's leading labor market data company. So I've always found labor market and the economy fascinating because it has such a meaningful impact on the lives of families and individuals, their ability to vacation, their ability to live their lives out loud. And so What we've tried to do is we try and talk about the economy, try and give you some clear insights into what's happening in the economy. We have a woke meter, so if there's businesses that do something particularly woke that you should know about, you're going to find that on our blog on the Rip Line. And Red Balloon, if you know anything about hot air balloons, a Rip Line is how you control the balloon. And so that's why we're calling the blog that. But I would encourage you, go to the blog. There's a lot of good information. There's things like we have an employee bill of rights that we had our labor lawyer put together, which is a huge and important resource for a lot of job seekers.
Yeah, no, it really is. Now, the other thing I've gotten to appreciate, not just from being with dinner with you and watching Red Balloon, you have a very healthy sense of humor. And sometimes in this very dour time we live in, this very serious time, you have hysterically funny ads and little video shorts. Tell us why that's important to the DNA of RedBalloon.work.
Yeah, so we have three things that we look for when we talk to employees. We want people who are courageous because, we are pushing back against some of the cultural norms right now, even though we shouldn't have, the cultural norms are wrong, and so we need to push back against them. And then we're looking for people who are excellent, and then we're looking for people who are joyful because we don't want to take ourselves too seriously, but we do want to take the problems of the job seekers and the businesses deadly seriously, right? And if you take yourself too seriously, you're just going to get all balled up and not have any fun, because at the end of the day, God is in heaven and we're having a good time, even if we are in a culture war. So we want to be joyful warriors and we can laugh about it, even though it's deadly serious for people and their families and their vocations. There is an opportunity to laugh in the midst of all of it. And, if you can't laugh, then what's the point?
Yeah, we learned that from one of the great presidents in American history. Even during the middle of the most tense moments of the Cold War, Ronald Reagan always had a bunch of humor and optimism, and laughing is good, and we don't do enough of it. We do too much yelling these days in America, but your little video shorts are hysterical and fun. In fact, one of these days soon, we'll get you on a TV show, and we'll do a little sizzle reel of your favorite ones, because you guys have some of the most hysterical little fun shorts, and it makes you think, but you also laugh at the same time. That's pretty cool. Andrew, for people who want to get engaged, hey, maybe they're thinking New Year is coming around the corner, a new job is for me, I want to get out of the woke workplace, I want to find a place that shares my values. How do they start their journey with Red Balloon?
Yeah, so and you said it right. I mean, we get to vote only a couple of times a year, or every other year, depending on big elections. But you can vote with your dollars every day. You can vote with your job. Not every day, but you can go work for a company that is actually building in the same direction you want to build. And so redballoon.work, you can go there. You can fill out the a worker profile, a job seeker profile. It's free. Great resources for you. Look, if you're an employer, not only can you post jobs on Red Balloon, but we do have a Red Balloon recruiter process. So if you want to, if you're terrified of the hiring process and you're thinking, man, I don't know, if I get a bad person in here, it's going to kill my culture. That's what redballoon.work does. We're hiring from positions, everything from secretaries to CFOs. And so if you would love someone to take over the hiring process that you can trust, you can reach out to us, go to redballoon.work. And then we're on all the social media channels, the woke ones and the non-woke ones, at redballoonwork. And we'd love for you to participate, to follow. And here's the deal, John. We all know that there's a lot of bad things happening in our country and the world right now, but we kind of have two options. We can sit on the couch and kind of wring our hands and think about all the bad things, or we can go do something. So that would be my encouragement to everyone who's listening. Go do something. Go participate in this freedom economy. Go support a public square business. Go tell a friend about redballoon.work. Go tell people about just the news, because these are the ways that we're going to push back against the silly things. So don't feel helpless. Go do something.
We talk often on this show and within the Just the News family about the parallel economy, the growth of a freedom-based, patriot-loving economy, and new entrants keep coming in. It's Rumble one day, it's Public Square, but a job engine, job search, job connectivity partner was missing from this ecosystem. You have filled a very big void, and you've done it with great flair and great research and great polling and a great service. And if everyone is out there and they're thinking, hey, this is the year I'm going to make that move, I'm going to get a different job, I'm not going to work for this company anymore, it doesn't share my values, I'm telling you where you start, folks. Go to redballoon.work. Go check it out. You're going to find the right employer. And if you're an employer trying to find the right employees, people who share the same values, this is the place to start. This is where I'm going to be putting all the job, Just the News job postings in the future. I'm not going to be using Indeed or any of the others. We're going to go right to Red Balloon. So go there today, folks. Go enjoy it. Go watch the ads. You'll get a great laugh as well. Andrew, we're going to make this a regular thing. I think folks would love to hear you more often on the podcast, on the TV show. We'll be sure to get in there. But thanks for the time today. Thanks for the great polling data, because I think we got some great news out of that. And we'll get you on after the Christmas holidays for some more discussions.
Okay. Thanks so much, John. And Merry Christmas to you and everyone listening and to your families.
Thank you, my friend. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, folks, thanks for joining John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. A big thank you to Ron Johnson and Andrew Krapischetz for participating. Two really vibrant discussions, two big news-making discussions. Hey, that jobs report isn't what you think. And those SARS reports that really put a bullseye on Joe Biden's home. Joe Biden is far more involved in the Hunter Biden saga than he tries to allow himself to be. He's been caught lying. He's been caught misleading the American people. Ron Johnson gave us a bombshell today, and we're really grateful for that. Now, remember, if you want to get Field of Greens for yourself or for a loved one this Christmas, you can get 15% off by going to fieldofgreens.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. You're going to get the 5 servings of vegetables and fruit in a single scoop. Make a shake, make a drink out of it, put it on top of some other food. You're going to feel healthier, smarter, better, and wiser. And you're going to lose weight. You're going to lose your cholesterol, bring it down. You're going to lose blood sugars. You're going to feel better. That's what's happened to me. I am a personal testament. You see me on TV, I look a little bit better. It's because of this and healthy lifestyle I kicked in 2023. All right, folks, that wraps us up. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. Until then, God bless you. God bless this extraordinary country. I hope you have a great holiday planning weekend. I know we're just a few weeks away from Christmas. The start of Hanukkah is upon us. To all those celebrating spiritual holidays over this next month, God bless you and have a great night. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion-dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story, but this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.